So in so much of life, it feels like life is a moving target, the finish line moves, and it's just kind of we're on a wheel that is the wheel of life, and we just kind of keep going and going and going. But every once in a while, you get to the point where you have a finish line or a goal that you know you have achieved. In Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, it is my great honor to share with you that we have reached our first goal of the For Our Future journey, which is to raise the funds we need for our capital campaign. And I'm happy to share with you that to date, we have commitments of a level of $340,000 for our capital campaign, which means that we have exceeded our goal for the campaign to get us started. This is super exciting, and I am so honored to be sharing this with you. So I want you to take a moment to, unless you're driving and listening to this on our podcast, I want you to take a minute to high-five someone, give someone a hug. If it's a spouse or a loved one, give them a kiss if it's appropriate, right? To celebrate the fact that we've gotten this far. All right, I'm gonna wait just a second and let you do that. Okay, I'm not gonna wait that long, but just remember, you do need to celebrate with and for and all of us together. Now, this is such an important moment for us to celebrate and to be excited about as a church, because it means we have achieved the beginning of our goal. I also am excited to share with you that we think there are a few more commitments that people are still intending to make, and so we're excited about the prospect of us going further and further beyond the preliminary goal. But I also want to say that this is also one of those moments where we can be prayerfully confident that God is looking down on us and is very pleased with us as a church family. That God is very excited for us, and God believes that we have done something good for ourselves and for other people, and by proxy, being able to continue to care for those who are in need by exceeding the goal to start of the For Our Future journey. Because what it means is that as a church, we have been faithful to making sure that we continue to live out the hopes and the goals and the mission of this For Our Future journey, which was to make sure that everyone who connects to our church will experience the life-changing love of God through our church. Which further means that we continue to explore and expand and achieve the mission that God has given to us, the vision that God has given to us to engage and inspire all people to share God's love, grow in faith, and to be a blessing to our neighbors. This means that as a church, we are achieving God's mission for the church, which means that we are achieving God's dream come true for our world today. And it means also that you are achieving God's hope for you as well, because we're doing this all together. Now, what this also means, as we've been talking about as the metaphor for our journey right now, that we have indeed built a solid and stronger foundation for ourselves, that we have indeed strengthened the foundation for our future. And we've been faithful to the call at this time, in this moment of our journey as a church, to make sure that we're building on the solid rock of Christ as a church. Now, that is to bring us back to the place where we started, to remember that Jesus gives us a call to make sure that we are building houses that have a solid foundation, the houses being our lives as individuals, as families, and as a church. Now, in the Gospel of Luke, where this story is told, Jesus cautions us to make sure that we are not like ones who build a house that does not have a foundation. And that was very common back in the ancient Middle East. Foundations and digging down to the bedrock was actually very rare. But what Jesus knew is that if our lives are not built on the rock of faith, and we would say if our lives are not built on the rock of Jesus Christ, then when the struggles of life come, we are going to have floods and hurricanes and earthquakes that are going to knock us down. And sometimes it's hard to get back up. Oftentimes we need somebody else to pick us up. But we also want to be like the person, like Jesus says, who actually does build their house, their lives, their livelihood, their sense of self, their identity, their relationships. We want to be people who have dug down deep and made sure we connect to the bedrock of Jesus, the bedrock of faith. And we build then our foundation on the solid rock, and then have a house that will withstand the storms of life, the rising rivers, the rising tides, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, whatever it might be. And when those come, when we have a solid rock, we can make sure that we withstand those challenges of our lives. We can withstand a sense that those things will not knock us down, that we can withstand together and for each other. And what that means is that in this season for our church, we have been faithful to this call. We have been faithful to respond to make sure that we continue to strengthen the foundation for our future, of our lives, and of our church. There are so many ways that we can see that this has been clear, but I just want to share a couple with you and then extend one more word of gratitude. We have been so blessed by the sacrificial commitments that so many people in our church have made. I know that some people wish they could make a commitment but haven't been able to in this season, and we bless you for the ways you're continuing to pray and support the ministries of our church. But we know that we have had a true cross-section of our church, people of all ages, people of all lengths of membership, people of all capacities have made a commitment to this campaign, which means that we are achieving together the goal of strengthening the foundation for our future. It's a team effort, and it's a team win to get to the point where we're at. It also means that as a church, we continue to be more faithful and more effective as we go forward. We're achieving progress on our financial and strategic goals related to all of this. I'm not going to get into those details right now, but I just want to assure you that we are continuing to make progress in these regards. Because we have reached the preliminary goal of our campaign, we have moved further from being a solvent church to a sustainable church financially, which means that we can continue to focus on keeping our financial resources moving forward to advance our core ministries of our worship, our next-gen ministries, our missions, and all the things that we do together, all of our adult ministries that are meant to be a blessing to everybody of all ages. Because of our work in this campaign, we can continue to move forward as we have been, and knowing that we can have more and greater effectiveness as we go forward because we can keep our financial resources allocated in those areas. And all of this together means that we have been able to do something wonderful and momentous for our church and for our future. Which leads me to just say one last time how grateful I am to be one of the pastors of our church. How grateful I am not only that I get to work at this church, but that this is also my family's church as well. Because when we together fulfill our obligation and the opportunity to be a church that is for our future, we continue to bless not only those that are here, but those that are not yet here. We continue to fulfill the opportunity and seize the moment where we can be a blessing to those who are in need, those who maybe don't have the solid foundation they need in their lives. And because we do all of this, we are a church that is for the future. We're a church that is for our future, and we can be a church that is for your future too. So as we continue to go forward together, as we continue to do more great things in God's name, as we continue to ask God to guide us to make sure that we're doing what God wants and not just what we want, let's remember that God is with us, that God has given us this moment, and that God is calling us to continue to go forward together so that you can experience God's life-changing love more and more. So that the people in your life that you care about the most, that they will continue to experience God's life-changing love through you and through our church. Would you please pray with me? Holy God, we thank you so much that you have been working through us in this very special season for our church. We thank you that you are a God of the past who has blessed us and brought us to this moment. We thank you so much that you're a God of the present who encourages us to take steps of faith. But we also are grateful that you are a God who is for our future as well. And God, as we continue to move forward together, we ask that you help us indeed to take the steps you have called us to take to be a blessing to everybody in our lives. God, we thank you for blessing us with the opportunity of this season, and we ask that you continue to help us move forward together, faithfully, taking every step, knowing you are with us, blessing us and guiding us to be a church that is for our future. We pray this in your name. Amen.